Return of Ted versus the FCC, coming up at 4:35, right after emails on our question, what did you see that you don't see every day? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Derek. Welcome to the men's room. Hello, Derek.
Hola.
Hello.
Derek.
Goodbye, Derek. Hello, Catherine. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores, gentlemen.
Liquor and whores, ma'am.
I live in a neighborhood in Issaquah in a rented house that's really dense. Like, these houses are like 3 feet apart from each other, I swear. Very urban neighborhood. And I was looking out my window the other day in the evening, and a black bear just waltzes out of a kid's park and starts walking down the street, looking at cars, looking at garbage cans. And I was just blown away. I was like, is this a bear? This is actually a bear, and it's like 10 feet in front of my front door.
That is very urban.
Wandering around.
You got to wonder, are there any kids outside playing in the neighborhood? It is the summertime.
Right.
Exactly. That's part of what I was like, oh my God. It's a very family-friendly neighborhood. It literally wandered out of a kid's play park, and I was just like, oh, that bear might eat someone, but that's not good.
So did anyone else see it, or was it just you? And did you open your door, or did you just stay in your house?
Hell no. Hell no. I stayed in my house, and then my head was on a swivel for like a week after that. And I would walk out, and I was like, what am I going to do if this bear is here this time?
What was your plan?
You're going to scream, and you're going to die.
Okay, what was your plan that you came up with? I got to know. Because everyone's got a plan in the back of their head.
Because now, realistically, you're like, okay, this might go down.
What are you going to do?
Realistically, I know that the suggestion is a black bear, you want to fight back. The whole, if it's black, fight back. So you want to get intimidating. You want to yell at it. You want to aggress it. And
bears, people. So she's talking about bears.
Oh. Yeah.
Just pointing that out.
For sure. But I also had the backup idea of I've got like a 6.5-pound cat that somehow believes that she could probably fight God. So I figure I'll just stick her on the bear and she'd probably win.
All right.
Way to kill your dog.
Can you buy bear spray off Amazon?
I don't know. That's a really great question, and I might look into it when I get home, Miles, in case that bear's still there.
No, I mean, dead serious.
I would just bear spray over your plan. And it's nothing against your plan, because inevitably, if it comes down to it, you're going to have to fight. But my plan would be, what can I do to not have to fight this, should I see it? Bear spray sounds real good.
I mean, when I saw that black bear, I just banged a stick on like a tree, and he ran right off.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. You're like, I'm not saying I would physically fight a black bear. Oh, it would F me up. But you're supposed to, like, intimidate it into running away because they're, like, more scared of you. It's the grizzlies where it's like you want to lay down and be silent and don't do anything. But the black bears can get scared off more easily.
Because they're not as big.
They're skittish, yeah.
You can buy it off Amazon. It is not cheap. There's also a bear horn.
I'm going with the spray.
How much is it? How broke do I have to be to protect myself from a bear?
Honestly, you need about $50. Somewhere between 40 and 50 bucks.
Wait. Would you go bear horn or bear spray?
I'm going bear spray.
I'm going spray.
I'm doing the one that is good for coyotes, mountain lions, bears, dogs, and strange people.
Why they put dogs in there?
It's just what it says.
Okay, somebody's got one of those crazy, untamed, rabbit-ass dogs.
Dogs get crazy, dude. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's, you know, somebody walking their dog off-leash, and then he comes and attacks your dog.
I get it. It just is like cougars, bears, and dogs.
How long ago did you see this bear?
It was like 2 weeks ago or something. It was, in fact, I only called in because you gentlemen were talking about bears, and then I was like, oh, S, that's right. I saw a bear the other day, and that was crazy. So
but no one else has brought it up. It's not going through anyone's trash. It literally just walked through the hood.
It walked through the hood. I got on like a, I don't have a Nextdoor account, but I know that's where people post stuff. So yeah. I like made one to see, has anyone noticed this bear? There was like one post from 2 days prior, someone saw the same bear. But yeah, I was, like I said, tons of families, people walk their dogs, and I was just like, oh, okay, there's a bear here now. But yeah, it just wandered into the neighborhood, sniffed some trash cans, wandered back in at some point, and I told my husband, I was like, we're not going to set our trash can out tonight because I feel like it's just going to come back out and rummage it. We'll put it out tomorrow
morning. How big was the bear? Was it pretty sizable?
Oh, yeah, it was not like, you know, probably the biggest they get, but it was not small. It was, you know,
still a bear.
300, 400 pounds. It was a bear.
I used to live out that way. I had an apartment complex that actually had a trail that led out to where that there's a big old troll that's out there. There's a walking path out there that's got that troll back there. And the wife and I, we walked there frequently. And it was actually this time of year. It was getting warm outside. And we noticed as we were going down that trail, all of a sudden we start seeing little piles that started appearing on that trail just out of nowhere.
Bears.
Like,
scat.
Yeah. And then after a while, and it was the smoke. There was a whole lot of wildfires that was going on, so it was smoke that was kind of drawing them out.
Ooh, smoky poop.
And then after a while, I heard about somebody in my apartment complex that had somebody, they had a black bear climb up onto their second floor apartment balcony and just say hi
and
real
steal
quick.
Their bike.
Yeah. And they took off.
Just like Ballard again.
I mean, they're pretty sneaky, right? Like, my buddy's parents live up in Monroe, right? Kind of out in the sticks or whatever. But they have, like, I mean, they literally have, like, a horse back there and everything. But the bears come into their yard and just eat all the bird seed out of the bird feeders.
Hmm. Really?
And they just have, like, photos of them. Like, they'll climb up in the tree and then he'll scoop it up and just kind of dump. Yeah.
Those birds, man, they got competition. It's going to be squirrels, chipmunks, bears,
and they will dive bomb anything. Just quick side note. And look, I know a bear is a bear. I get it. Gorillas do this too, and it just annoys me, right? So a black bear maybe doesn't kill you, but it's gonna F you up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A gorilla will rip your arms off of your body and beat you to death. And both of them just eat, like, seeds and berries and all these candy acid. Like a lion, I go, okay, cool. You eat meat, right? So you go down to a lion, you're like, yeah, man, it's an apex predator. Gorilla's like, actually, I'm vegan. I can just beat you. And it's like, it's just not cool. Sorry.
What did you see that you don't see every day? 206-803.
Watching my fiber.
That's what I'm saying.
It is weird that bears basically are like...
And fruit. Don't that
salmon.
Kind of thing. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I like honey, fruit, and salmon. Like, all right.
I tried to cut microplastics out of my diet.
You think they would be skinny then?
That's what I'm saying. Like, people I know that have that diet, you are never intimidated by
it. It's a glandular problem, Miles.
Yeah.
Something.
I just eat the salmon fresh out of the water.
That's right.
And berries. And I will F you up. I don't know.
Just, I mean, you're right. For as big as it is, it seems like it should be eating small animals.
Just makes me angry. Yep. It really does. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Don't judge me.
Boo, bitches.
Boo.
How you guys doing today?
Doing great, man. Good. Positive Friday.
All right. Positive. Yeah, this was probably 4 years ago, commuting to Seattle. Northbound I-5 through the Renton S-curves. I'm in the far left lane, and, you know, it's early morning, about maybe springtime, so there's just a little bit of light going. And this truck, not a big rig, but, you know, they're towing something heavy. He had a trailer that he was towing. It was one of those, like, roadside construction generators with the extendable lights. It comes flying off of his truck.
Oh, wow.
And he's going southbound, I'm going northbound, and this thing just goes flying past me at 60 miles an hour.
Oh, Jesus.
The only thing that stopped it from hitting me was that concrete median.
How close did it get to you?
Right there, the shoulder is maybe 3 feet wide.
All right.
So, yeah, I'm doing 60, it's doing 60, and there's sparks flying everywhere, and it just it kicked up some dirt and stuff that hit me, just bounced off of the van. But
damn.
Did you poop yourself a little?
A little bit, yeah.
Did the truck driver notice that the trailer broken off, or did they keep going?
He probably noticed eventually.
Yeah, I guess eventually he'll figure it out.
Damn.
Yeah, that's a little terrifying.
Yeah, I don't know. He hit a bump or something coming around that corner, and it just dislodged. Now, normally when you're towing a trailer, you've got those two safety chains and a cable that'll normally engage the brakes. I don't think he hooked any of that up because it completely dislodged from the truck.
Apparently not.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say he didn't.
Yeah, when I was a landscaper, right? Like, I had never really messed around with a hitch and anything.
Yeah.
And, like, Bernie was like, always the chains. And I was like, what do we need these chains for? And then one day, same thing happened. Mm-hmm. It popped off the hitch, and the chain saved it.
Right.
But it's like, it's one of those things where it, like, seems almost like...
arbitrary.
But that guy is a great example. Like, do it every time.
Do it.